views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Good morning and hello, everyone. It is so great to be back with you today. And boy, the East Coast, we are really in for the white stuff coming. Yeah, the whole Eastern Seaboard's preparing. So, you know, look at that winter blanket as a time for rest, because that is pretty much what you're going to be doing until you have to go out there and shovel all of it, right? Now, I'm just saying, everybody be safe. I know you're in different parts of the world, and I'm at the bottom of that one, so I'm not going to get it quite like my northern neighbors, but I'm with you on it. And just be safe. Don't be safe. Realize that we have a opportunity to rest. And that's what I do when I see something like that coming. There's nothing you can do about it. Just make sure you're ready to bunker down and read a great book or something like that. Now, today we have an interesting topic. I find it to be a great topic for diving in deeper, because this whole year is about spiritual growth anyway. It has an energy to it that rings, go deeper, learn about yourself, because when you do that, it's actually selfless, because you will see this incredible aspect of yourself that is very divine that we all have within us, but we disconnect from it sometimes. So this year, we're really finding ourselves facing an opportunity to truly grow into this in a beautiful way. So we want to talk about today, we're going to discuss the different aspects and different ways that ego, we all have that, and I'm not talking egotistical, I'm talking about your personality, who you are in this physical life, okay? And then our higher self side. That is a term, if you're not familiar with that, for that divine spark that's within you, that spirit, you know, connecting with your soul, that higher aspect of who you really are. And that is the part that can sometimes get lost in the shuffle and we disconnect from, because we're so involved with everything going on in the physical world that we forget that other half of us. And our happiness is very much relying on this part of us being connected with us in decision making. So we're going to talk about the different ways you can determine whether you're making choices from an ego's perspective or your higher self perspective, and how you can switch that over, and how it would more, the more you learn about it, the more you see the traits, the responses, the reactions, the emotions, you know, just the different ways your body physically will tell you whether it's ego or higher self, that peacefulness that you may have, and just the fears that pop up. We're going to look at different areas of life, different scenarios, and help you just learn a little bit more about that. And you apply it to your own life, your own personality, your own style of, you know, how you react in certain situations or how you feel about something. This isn't about trying to tell you how to believe. This is about helping you determine which route you want to take. Because bottom line, you have a choice. You have a choice to make a decision based on what your ego is saying or what your higher self is suggesting. Let's put it that way, saying, suggesting. And honestly, when you really work on a study deep within like that, to see these two aspects of the personality of who you are, who you really are deep within your spirit, and who you are in that physical world, how you express yourself to the world, how you react and respond with others. The whole thing, the whole dynamic plays a huge factor in people that are trying to find their happiness. I mean, some people just decide, I don't really want to be happy. I mean, you can decide that if you want. Most people would say, oh yeah, if I had to choose, I'd love to be happy in my life. Well, this can help you. This can help you with decisions down the road. Now, you can also take it and review maybe decisions you've done in the past to see, oh, that's interesting. You know, I see where I may have made a choice differently then, and what could I do now versus then? Because the past can teach us a lot, but we have to let go of it as well. So there's that dynamic and understanding, okay, I can learn from past, but I don't want to keep it and live in the past. You move on. You know, you use it as, okay, lesson learned, let it go, move on, because you're here right now and you have that opportunity and that power to choose now. And you can choose different. You can choose the same. You can stand frozen and not make a choice, which I think is actually bumpier. I know I've done that before. Who hasn't? Who hasn't, you know, gone, whoa, I don't know, or maybe avoided that? Everybody experiences it a little bit. And you know what that feels like. That's probably more uncomfortable than making a choice at all. And so if you made a choice in the past and it didn't quite turn out the way you'd like, that does not define where you are right now and where you can go forward from here. Wow. That's what I love about this year. This year really is, you know, giving us the energy support as well to really go there, really see things differently, see it a little bit easier and go, oh, wow, you know, I've heard that for so many years, but now I get it. You know, it's one of those kind of years. It's going to help us all out, all of us. I'm not saying some are just so easy. I mean, it just really is. I mean, I'm finding things every day in my own personal journey that I want to change, that I want to rethink, that I'm going, okay, yeah, I want to work on that. So now if my, and that's a good example of what I'm talking about. Now, if my ego was in that, it would be, I don't want anybody to think that I made a mistake. No. No. You know, I think it's great when you see someone say, okay, that's the way it was. That's the way I thought, but now it's different. This could be about anything. You know, you had a perspective and you really thought something was going a certain way. And then you realize later, oh, it wasn't quite like I thought. It's okay to say, oh, you know, I made a mistake. Let that go. That's the difference right there between higher self and ego. I mean, ego doesn't want to be called out too much. And when I talk about ego, sometimes it does seem to come across in the very negative, you know, nagging, you know, skeptic side of us. Yes, it does do that because it's restricted to what it knows. It only knows its programming. It doesn't think out of the box, so to speak. And we're in a time where it's like, forget the box. Just pretend there isn't one, you know, just live free, you know, just go for it. And that's very freeing to me personally, when I think of it from a soul aspect, a spirit just flying free. Now, where in your life would you love to feel something different, something better? What's going well? Look at how you've made that choice. You know, and sometimes we make a choice and that works for a while because that was the right choice at the time. And then it comes to a point where, okay, that's old and outdated now, so I've got to move on. And that gets confusing sometimes because you think, oh, I should have never chosen that. That's not true. I'm going to say that. That's my perspective on that. I say that you made that choice. That was what was the best choice for you in the time. And if it turned out later, okay, that's not so great. It's time for it to change. Maybe it's time to let that one go and move forward. But when we berate ourselves and beat ourselves up for a choice we made and it's not lasting forever and it's being perfect the whole time, that's, to me, not realistic with the way energy changes and flows. And it's not realistic with how our soul pushes us for soul growth, because it will change it up. So we change up. And if you can see that, it really helps so much. So that's our topic for today, the ego versus the higher self showdown. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We are going to take a short break. If you have a question about this, please do call in 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back after the break.
Living Kabbalah, experience the fruits of the Tree of Life. In this 10-month ascension program, Kabbalah unlocks the potential of your own divine nature to know and accomplish your unique purpose in life. Get ready for real and lasting change.
Enroll now for this 10-month ascension program starting January 30th through 31st. Visit 10thhouse.org. That's 10thhouse.org today to learn more.
Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transmissions.
1230 WBLQ.
We are back. I'm Dr. Jen. If you are just tuning in, you're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We are discussing ego versus our higher self in a showdown. Like, who is running your life? Who's controlling your decisions? Is it your ego or is it your higher self? And how can we determine which one's pulling all the strings here. That's our topic. So we're going to go through a few different areas of life. And the first one I want to talk about is when maybe we should say sorry, maybe we made a mistake, or, you know, and how pride in the ego is a response of the ego. Okay. There's a lot of pride, like, oh, I don't want anybody to know I made a mistake. Or we're having a hard time admitting it because we're coming up with every excuse in the book to defend our actions. I mean, we've all done this, okay? You just, no. And, you know, I'm putting that out on the table because you, in the moment, if you're not aware of that, in the moment when you're doing all this defending, man, you really believe it. You really feel like, wait a minute. No, I'm not going to say I'm sorry. This is why. And not, you know, just look at your own individual situation here. But instead of the excuses and explanations and, you know, feeling embarrassed or all of that, because that's what life's about. We learn from our mistakes. We try something new. We stumble a little bit. And we get it right eventually. Well, that would go with everything. And ego will fight you on that one. Ego will want you to just, no. This is why you don't want to do this. And, you know, it comes up with all these reasons, and it's afraid of looking or appearing silly or whatever that is. And that's a pretty easy one that most of us can understand. Now, how does spirit react in that? Okay, spirit's like in the now. It's not living in the past of the mistake. The mistake 5 minutes ago is already in the past. And spirit is about right now, and about when it does become aware and it does see, ooh, you know, I just need to, everybody needs to move on from this. Let me just admit, you know, hey, I'm sorry for my part that I played in it. And it could be something that you were involved in, that there's a lot of different dynamics. I'm not saying apologize for somebody else. And I'm not saying let somebody walk all over you. But if you see something where you could have, you know, taken a different road, and you see it differently now, and you are aware, and you go, you know, yeah, I could have done that different. Let it go. Let it go. Say you're sorry. You know, you also want to do that with yourself. Now, I find that it is actually easier for most people to work with that with another person or another situation. But when it's about themselves, they cannot forgive themselves for something they chose. And now they're angry, and they are the worst critic for themselves. And there is a lot of opinions flying out there right now. Wow, the opinions are just out there. Everybody's starting to express themselves a lot more. And then you don't want it to hurt you. Now, the ego is what gets hurt, or the ego is what feels the hurt or the pain of someone else's opinion, okay? That's one of those. Your spirit's not going to be hurt by any of that. I mean, when you look at it that way, you're like, wow, you know, there's nothing that can really hurt the higher self at all. Right there, that's empowering in its own self. I mean, if you could go through life with all the opinions flying out there and all the different perspectives and all the different everything and what everybody thinks you should or shouldn't do and all of that great stuff. Or you could have done it better this way, and I didn't like this, and I, you know, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, you could take that, and it's not going to affect you. It's not going to bruise you. When it recoils you, like say you've gone out and you've tried something new, and you're excited about it, and then you get all this, you know, criticism or whatever. Oh, my goodness. And it bruises you, and you recoil. That's the ego was bruised right there. Don't let it stop you. Don't let it reduce you down to where you're not shining, because everybody has different preferences. It's not about trying to make sure they're all happy. I mean, everybody knows it's impossible to make everybody happy, right? Your goal is to have your entire being filled with joy at a high vibration and living your passion. and just in happiness doing it and living and thriving and sharing it. And, you know, it will draw in the people or the situations that align with that same frequency. It will cause a falling away, so to speak, of those that don't align with it. Oh man, wow. You know, when I started really, you know, shifting up and changing and being openly about who I am and what I am, that was a lot of shock for people that didn't know me that way. Not especially the way we were raised. I mean, you just kept it to yourself, and now it's like, whoa, what is all this? It does not matter. And that's the best part. And, you know, it does not matter. It doesn't make them bad. It just means they're not on the same wavelength, okay? They're in a different place on their journey. Doesn't mean right or wrong. It just means everybody's in a different place. When you are being true to your frequency, to align with who you really are, with your higher self, now you attract in those that match that. And that's amazing. One of the biggest things that ego will trip you up on with that is have you thinking, if you do that, you're going to be completely alone and nobody's going to like you and oh, blah, blah, blah. Okay, it will do that. I know you know what I'm talking about. It will. It will just have you feeling so, like, powerless. There's a big word right there. Powerless. If your higher self is in it, it's going to say, well, why don't you just go for it? Why don't you wear purple shoes backwards or whatever it is you want to do, you know? And love it, you know? There is something to admire in the people that go against the flow of what the crowd is doing. And what usually happens? Everybody goes, what is that? That's different. That's weird. That's strange. Ego is what's keeping us in those boxes, keeping you conforming to the group. Okay. And group thinking can be free thinking too, when we allow our higher self to be a part of that. That's the world that I see us moving toward over the next several years. And we are already in that big transformation. We are moving into a place where, wow, this thinking is really going to start being free, you know, and we're going to actually see each other for the individual spirits that we are and see that in a beautiful way. Not, why are you being weird? Why are you being different? Oh yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Well, you work on that within yourself. And when you're working on being able to stand in your passion and express your passion and love who you are and where you are in this moment, no matter how many mistakes you made, you know, you say, okay, yeah, I'm going to just keep trying again. I'm going to do this again. I'm going to find a way through this. Successful people do that. Happy people do that. They just keep trying. They don't let it knock them down for very long at all. They'll just go, whoa, okay, that didn't work. Let's try again. And they let it go. They let it go. Your ego will hold you hostage in that if you're not careful. If you are a perfectionist, watch out for that, you know. And I'm speaking from that point of view because I know I was. I felt like I just couldn't make any mistakes. Or there wouldn't be any approval or acceptance. I went most of my childhood that way. Whoa. Oh my gosh, I'm glad I broke out of that. And I still will feel that. And I have to just slow down and I go, okay, that is how my ego feels. It feels a little offended by that, or it, you know, felt a little bruised. And it'll immediately, I think you should just quit trying to even do this. You know, it'll try to say things like that to me. And I go, that's when I know I actually need to push and continue. And so at first it feels a little bit like a rebellion within yourself, but it's a feel good one. It is. It's almost like standing up within yourself and going, no, you know, we've done it that way for a while. We're going to do it different now. And like I said, your spirit lives in the now. It's not worried about what you did yesterday or 5 minutes ago. It is right now and moving forward, because right now And that's what that power of now is that Eckhart Tolle talks about. You know, that power of now is the power to change everything. So there's always a now. There's always a now. Because that's where you are right now. The past is the past. Learn from it. You know, tweak from it. It's kind of a manual about this. This is what can happen. This is what can happen. Blah, blah, blah. And go forward, you know. And that's one of the things. So if you feel like you're making mistakes or you just can't cut yourself some slack and, you know, forgive yourself. Just forgive yourself for what you chose and choose again, you know. Try something else. I mean, sometimes you have to try a few things. And then when you can do that or when you start to work that way, and if you're having trouble with someone else, like letting it go or forgiving or asking for forgiveness or releasing, and you can't control how they're going to be if they want to stay in it, but you can put that down and you don't have to keep carrying it. Because forgiveness is really about you not moving forward with that heavy energetic baggage. So think of it that way. Now, we're going to keep moving on. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to keep going into some different areas of life where you can see where ego versus higher self and how you can make very empowering choices for your future starting now. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll take a short break, and we'll be right back.
So people get married. Please, I'm in a hurry. Won't you straighten my tie? I'll get by. She was something else. She was. Now she's gonna get married.
Tack it up, tack it up. Body gonna shut you down. It happened on the strip where the road is wide. Two cool shorts standing side by side. Yeah, a fuel injected Stingray and a 413.
Radiant authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue, the conversations will become stronger, and the healing epic. We are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show if you're just tuning in, and we're discussing the differences between an ego choice and a higher self choice. I mean, do you know which one is controlling your choices? Say you do know and you're trying to switch it up, you're not happy with your choices, things like that. This is a big year for going deeper and seeing clarity to make big changes that you've always wanted. Now, and you know, it reminds me, you know, we have for that month, we have those planets all lined up out there, all in a beautiful line, which is, you know, unusual. I think it's been 10 years. So you have to look into that, go Google that, about the five planets that are lined up. Yeah, I think for a month you can see them. You know, that just says everything is lined up, you know, to me. It's like, now's that time to wow. Wow, you know, what is it you want? Put it out there to the universe. Be clear with yourself. And so we're going to keep moving into this topic about, okay, is ego just holding me restrictive to where I'm not moving forward? Our ego is a very important part of us. I want to say that because in this kind of discussion, it sounds like it's the bad guy. It's limited thinking, if you want to put it in a term that's best to describe it for myself here, the way I think about it. It's limited. It doesn't expand. It doesn't create something new. So it only knows what it knows. And so that's more of the restrictive part of it. And it knows what you did before, and it can't see past, wait, last time we tried that, that didn't work out so well. So it tries to keep you, you know, from going forward into a different way, where our higher self, creativity, let's expand this, let's look beyond what we already know, and that's how you find a better pathway. That's how you find your way out of that same thought process that created the problem. You know, like Einstein talks about, you can't solve the problem with the same mind that created it. And he's talking, I believe, about this, you know, that same programmed response. Now, say you've been through something painful, hurtful, you know, emotional, traumatic, and you're past it, and now you're ready to live again. And you know when ego starts to pop up, because maybe you're trying to reach out. Maybe you're trying to reconnect out there. Maybe you're trying to make new friendships, move past something, you know, connect. You know, it'll start to buck up and you'll know it.
Usually the first few, sometimes for years, it'll buck up going, no, you got to protect yourself. You know, it'll put up a defensive shield. You'll know that's ego. It's afraid. It's going to make you all afraid to go out there and connect with anybody or to try again. When that happens, I'm recommending that you ask, meditate on that. Ask your higher self. Ask your angels to protect you and guide you a little bit. Ask God, whatever it is you do. But in meditation, in a deep thought, you are connecting with what is a divine mind within you. And that higher self is going to have a peaceful approach, a more open-minded approach, and help you find a way to gently reach back out again and heal and live your life, not feel like you're locked in a closet hiding or, you know, trying to not be hurt. What an isolation that we put around ourselves, trying to make sure we don't hurt. Whoa. Now, see, think about that with the ego. Now, another one to look at is the ego likes to, like I said, stay in the past. It looks at everything that's already happened. It's really connected to, it's like a hard drive database. It keeps everything that's already been recorded. That's all it knows. It doesn't know what's now or in the future, but your higher self does. Your higher self looks forward. It's like, ooh, what can we choose today? So we can be excited about tomorrow. I mean, it's a very bright outlook for the future. That's two opposite ends of the spectrum there. That's how you're going to know which one you're dealing with. And, you know, you'll find it goes back and forth. Most people it will, because it is part of you. But here's the great thing that I want to make sure I point out. As you grow and make more decisions with your higher self and allowing that voice within you to have a say-so about where you're going from here on out, now you're recording new experiences for the ego in its database. And the more you do that, the more you're upgrading the programming. You're upgrading what it's going to pull back and refer to. It will continue to only refer to what it has experienced and react, so to speak, or be protective or try to stop you from doing something. You know, a lot of fear will conjure up out of nowhere for something that probably isn't even going to happen. And your higher self, though, you will explore and experience life in amazing ways. And it will be amazing. You'll love it. And now you're recording new experiences to choose from for that ego to pull from. And that's how ego learns to live in harmony with higher self making your choices. That's the perfect scenario to me. If you want to say anything's perfect, you're perfect the way you are, no matter what. But this is the way to really make some breakthrough changes. This is powerful. This is very empowering. This is a very dynamic changer, game changer for your life. I'm not kidding. I've been doing this for a while. I continue to find new ways to do this. This is how you find a way around the obstacles. You have your higher self making choices from now forward because it can think out of the box. It can find new avenues. It can, ooh, there's a way around that. Or, you know what? Why don't we try it this way? It will be very creative thinking, finding solutions to situations. And you have your reference with your ego and your personality and, you know, all the things you've experienced in life. Now you'll be recording some positive history. You'll be recording some new things that will improve and strengthen that ego's database to where when you move forward, the more you grow, the more empowered you feel, the more you're starting to trust who you are and what's right for you. And happiness is a wonderful result of all of that. Happiness. Yeah, who doesn't want that, right? So those are some powerful, you know, dynamics in ego and higher self. And nobody can do those choices for you. A lot of people talk about wanting to change and improve and, you know, they want this and they want that and they wish it was this way and all that. But it's not going to do anything for you until you become a participant. Angels can guide us, but we have to participate. We have to take action. We have to choose, you know what, I am going to do this. And you can find a gentle way to start, you know, like, okay, maybe you are really going through some anxiety about something. Maybe you really are worried about trying something new. You know, ask for a gentle step and approach, you know, just what could I do? Well, learn about what it is you want to do. That's not actually doing it. It's learning about it. Start there and then eventually try something. Try something new. That's huge. And when we can do that, now we're saying to our ego, I dare you to be happy. I just dare you. I dare you to be happy. I mean, you know, that is the part that's the best for me, because we want to look forward. We don't want to be a victim forever in what we've experienced that was negative. You want to get out of that mindset. You want to move forward. Sometimes we need somebody to help us or support us. And, you know, moving into a place where you feel like you're making some choices for yourself is going to be stronger than anything. And yes, you have support, you have encouragement, you have a team, maybe you have someone that you talk to, or maybe, you know, you're going through a big healing, and that's absolutely, you have your support there, but you have your own voice and you have your choices to make that are going to be the most empowering thing you can do for yourself. And now you'll be able to bust through that obstacle that just never seemed to go away. You're going to go, wow, that used to look so big, so intimidating. And you've got your higher self going, well, you know, you could do it like this. And, you know, just moving all around in these different ways. And I recommend giving yourself 2 to 5 minutes. Just start with that if you're not a big meditation person. And just sitting with your own thoughts. Sitting and thinking, well, what if, you know, look at it like a dream. Allow the higher self to show you some things that you could try or investigate, explore, learn about. And, you know, but it's in this area, it's in your psyche where it's, you know, it feels more like you're trying it out like a dream, you know, it's kind of like a dream, but you're awake and you're not committing, you're exploring it. You're trying it out. And then go for it. Go make as many details in there as you can. And you go, oh, okay. So you have it actually, it's kind of like a virtual life. Okay, let's think of it that way. And you don't like that one so much, then pull back and say, okay, what about another idea? Let's try another one. Try as many as you like. You'd be surprised what you'll discover. You might find a little bit in each one that you like, and then you'll combine it into another one. The thing is, you want to explore who you are, who that higher self is, because that is one of the most powerful voices that you do want to trust. And so many people don't even listen to it, or they don't want to, or they're afraid of it. I'm asking you to give it a chance and listen to it. You know, nobody can choose for you. You can stay exactly the way you are. You can choose not to listen to it. And that is your choice. Everybody has a free will. I want to show you ways to get around some obstacles that you feel like will never go away. Because there is always a solution to a problem. There's always a solution to a situation. If you believe there is no situation that can be resolved, then that's how we create our realities and we manifest repeating things. So I'm all about the energy behind something, and you can do this too. This is very, very, very powerful. So with that said, we are going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to wrap it up. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back.
Tack it up, buddy, gonna shut you down.
It happened on the strip where the road is wide. Two cool shorts standing side by side. Yeah, a fuel-injected Stingray and a 413. We're revving up their engines and it sounds real mean.
Tack it up, buddy, gonna shut you down.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases. It's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
We are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We've been discussing ego versus the higher self in a showdown, like who's running your life. Now, I want you to think about how could you, if you don't really feel like you've ever listened to your higher self voice, how can you find it? I want to leave you with that thought as we wrap this show up. How can you find it? Well, there's a few things you can do that would make it easy. And honestly, for anybody, whether you know it or you've never experienced it or you don't even know if you have, get out of the rut. Where's the boredom? Where's the rut? think about what boredom in a rut is. It's the programming repeating itself like a broken record. Now, get out of the rut. How do I get out of the rut? Be spontaneous. Be spontaneous, even if it's just finding a new route home versus the same old route. Do something different. Do anything. Simply just do something different that you don't usually do. And, you know, get creative. Go learn something that you would like to learn how to do that you've never done before. Anything. You know, try a new recipe in the kitchen. Anything. Get, you know, you can be as simple or as complex as you want. But get out of that box and then listen. Listen to the thoughts, the ideas, the what ifs that came, that come through. Now you're going to wake up and spark the higher self side of you, because it's the creative side. Remember, if you want to hear the creative side, the thinking, the inventive side, the creative side, kind of get yourself in a situation where you don't know what's next. It's something new. Then you'll hear it. And I want to leave you with that, because that's, I think that's one of the most fun ways to do it. And it's not hard. Everybody can find that they've been in a situation like that before. And don't look at it as a negative situation. Look at it as, ooh, an adventure, you know, ooh, an adventure, you know, try something like that. And I find that you will see that life can be an adventure in a very positive way. I hope you've enjoyed exploring the ego and the higher self so it can help you tune in for a happier, prosperous life. Now, if you would like to learn a little bit more, grab a free guided meditation, go see what's going on at my website, jennroyster.com, JennRoyster.com. If you have any feedback for the show, you can send it via the website as well, JennRoyster.com. Now, remember that if you want to find a way to break free from repetitive situations that just are not suiting you, you have to move to the creative side. You have to move to the side of spirit where things are new and different and explore without fear, and that is your higher self. Remember, your ego will only understand what it's experienced already. So your goal is to create new experiences to fill that database with positive things. If it's been a rough life so far, it's never too late, because everything is right now that you do to change it. Everything. Every choice you make right now is the power to create a new experience moving forward. Your spirit looks forward to new adventure and great ascension and happiness and frequencies that you love, you know. Don't live in the past. Make sure you're finding a place to be in the now. When you go into that spontaneous, get out of the rut, get creative vibe, you will be in your now, because you have to come up with something, right? You have to figure out which, okay, I'm taking a different route home and I have no idea where I am, you know. It's going to bring it out. I mean, you could put your GPS on, but, you know, have fun with it. Just explore something new. And with that, I just want to say thank you for listening. And for everyone that's going to be in the big snowstorm, I wish you all safety. Enjoy the restful, peaceful snowfall, and I hope everyone can have a little fun in it. This is that time when the kids love it with the tubing and, you know, sledding, and everyone be safe out there on the roads. I wish everyone much love and happiness, and we'll see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.